At about the same time as Muammar Gaddafi rose to prominence on the world stage, the Ba'ath separatist group ETA launched what was to become a four-decades-long campaign of violence against Spain and France. The group announced ceasefires in 1989, 1996, 1998 and 2006, which eventually broke down. But it now says it has formally renounced violence. The news has been received with relief, but some Spanish parliamentarians say if they're serious, the militants should hand over their weapons. Sarah Dingle reports.
ETA was created in 1959 by a group of radical students in Bilbao, part of Spain's northern Basque country. Over the following decades, ETA terrorists killed more than 800 people in their quest to force the creation of a separate Basque state. Last night, after mounting international pressure, the group formally renounced bloodshed.
It's time to look with hope to the future. It's also time to act responsibly and with courage. For all those reasons, ETA has decided on a definitive end to its armed struggle.
Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, has hailed the announcement as a victory for democracy.
We are today celebrating the victory of democracy, law and reason. We are in mourning for the pain caused by violence that should never have happened and that should never happen again.
Asunción Olaeta's family was threatened by ETA after her husband became a Socialist Party lawmaker. She says the announcement is a relief because her family can be normal citizens again, able to go anywhere. She says they can have their lives back. ETA has declared and broken a number of ceasefires in the past. A spokesman for Spain's opposition Partido Popular said if ETA is serious, they should hand over their weapons. ETA was created during the rule of Spanish dictator Francisco Franco, who cracked down on the use of the Basque language as part of his campaign to unify Spain. ETA's more infamous acts include numerous car bombings and the assassination of Spain's prime minister in 1973.
Who could support terrorists and who could support people wanting to promote a cause with bombing and murders? And for the Basque country, for the people in France, the people in Spain, it's very good news.
The Basque country, with its ancient language and unique culture, spreads across northern Spain and into France. Marketing executive Jean Congrier is a French Basque living in Sydney. He says while Basques are proud of their identity, in recent years, ETA has lost many supporters through its hard-line approach.
There's been a lot of pressure from the people in the Basque country because, for instance, in France, in the French part of the Basque country, some very famous people, whether they are artists or sport people or even very famous French chef like Alain Ducasse, they try to come to the Basque country, to develop the local economy, to invest locally. They've sort of been banned from the country because of ETA and some sort of taxes they needed to pay to ETA to stay there, which is completely unbelievable. And people have, lost a lot of patience.
Jean Congrier says he, for one, is confident the peace will hold.
Sarah Dingle reporting.